You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. God speaks and declares, and so we are. And from our identity, our actions are to flow. Notice that our actions do not create our identity. You know, it's an incredible lie that we have in the world today. It has caused great confusion. And there is the sense that you can do and therefore be. If I do these things, then I will be it. It's a lie. You are, and your actions flow from your being. God is. God is love, and his actions flow from his being. The evil one wants us to attribute our identity to what we do. What does he get out of that? Well, one, we do not set ourselves firmly on the foundation that is given to us. But two, by identifying with our action, there is the thing that is great and wonderful as long as our actions are good. Look, see what I accomplished. Ain't I great? The flip side of that coin is, well, what about your stinking actions? What about those actions? Well, you know, I didn't put those on Facebook, so those don't count. Just my good actions are on Facebook. I only tweet out about those things, not the bad things. But you see, the evil one uses them. And in our failures and in our weaknesses, he wants us to identify with our sin as well. He is the accuser. We are. And our actions are to flow from that. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. Your actions are to flow from that. Being lit on fire and being put under a bushel basket is not the action of a lamp. It's not proper to its being. It's not fulfilling its being. The most fundamental revelation of humanity to itself that Jesus does through the incarnation is that we are made in the image and likeness of God, who is love. It means fundamentally, my brothers and sisters, you, in your being, even in your limitations, in your humanity, you have worth and value and dignity because you are made in the image and likeness of God, who is love. In that image and likeness, you are to act. A human being who has no opportunity to pour oneself out in love for others, or makes no opportunity to do that in one's life, is a terribly sad and depressed human being. Because they are unable to do that which they were created for. What are actions of love? They are many, and they surround us, and they are from the greatest of actions of laying down one's life for one's friends, to the simplest actions of small sacrifices that I make for someone who may or may never know that I made them for them. But this is who I am. It is who you are. You are created for this. Jesus comes to reveal that, and then he comes to set us free so that we can choose it. And we can enter in, and we can spend our life giving ourselves away. without fear. Because even though it looks like we're dying, we are in Him. And every death that is a part of our life, because it is in Him, possesses within itself, it is pregnant with resurrection. You're the salt of the earth. You're the light of the world, my brothers and sisters. Your actions do not make you these things. Who you are, what God has declared you to be, means we need to do actions of light. Means that we need to be salty in what we do. More than anything, my brothers and sisters, we must love. We must love in those opportunities that are ours each day. Not for what I get out of it. Not for my sake. Because God does not love us for His sake. He loves us for our sake. He gives Himself away. So we too, knowing who we are, who we are created to be, and what that looks like upon the cross, we are invited to give ourselves away. The world needs us as believers in Jesus Christ to be the greatest of lovers that the world has ever seen. Again, not for ourselves, but for the world, for their sake. And the good thing about it all is that we truly get to be, in doing so, what we were created to be. In this, my brothers and sisters, you will find joy and happiness. Amen.